on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you? We're back for another episode of the YokeCast podcast. We are officially in the month of February. That means things continue to heat up for South Dakota athletics and hopefully the temperature as well. There's going to be some dips in that temperature, but hopefully we are on the upward trend to the spring weather and the nicer weather. I don't even know. Have we had our false spring yet that we seem to have? I guess we'll see. But lots of things going on in Coyote Athletics, and it's an exciting time. There's no doubt about it because, you get into this time, you got winter sports on their home stretch. You've got spring sports gearing up and getting their seasons underway. So very exciting time, certainly, to be around college athletics, and really exciting time to be around the University of South Dakota. And obviously the Olympics are getting underway as well. So, if you're someone who likes to follow the Olympics, this would be a good stretch for you. In the show today, we had a conversation this week with Selena Bird. She is a tennis player at the University of South Dakota. Talk about the weather adjustment for her coming up from Miami, Florida. And also had a chance to catch up with Autumn Iverson as she heads into her senior season for Coyote softball. And they get their season underway this weekend. Let's get it started this week with Selena Bird. She is a tennis player for the Yotes. Selena, the season is underway, and you guys have had a couple of good weekends here for the start of the spring season. How would you describe the tennis season? You play a little bit in the fall, you get back at it in the spring, kind of a really long season.
Yeah, it's pretty long. Like, we barely get a break. Like, we're playing either individual or we're playing like our team season, so it's like pretty long, and we just try and fight it out every day.
You competed, I think, this past weekend in number two singles, and obviously you're involved in doubles and some of that. Do you like one versus the other? Singles, it's all you. Doubles, you're kind of not necessarily relying on somebody else, but obviously competing also for them. But what's the difference, and how do you like competing in both?
I really like the support aspect of doubles, and like how I make a mistake and I have someone that's right by me telling me, no, it's fine, like, next one. And it's really nice to have someone there with me. And like, if we lose together, we win together. It's a lot nicer. And then singles, it's like, oh, it's all on you. And like, every mistake you make, it's like your own fault. So it's a lot more tough mentally playing singles than doubles. And I feel like playing doubles, you have a lot more fun than when you're playing singles.
Obviously, when you're in singles, it's a very individual thing. You have a team score, but a very individual competition. How do you try to navigate that when things aren't going your way and you're trying to, fight through some of those challenges that you're dealing with on the day?
Yeah, it was really tough, like, coming into college from, like, playing tennis as an individual sport, and then you come to college and it's like more of a team sport, and like your win doesn't necessarily dictate whether you win the match or not. Like, it's all on the team, basically. So it's really hard, like, when you have to, like, it's 3-all in the team score, and like you have to clinch the match, and all the pressure is on you, like whether you win or lose is whether the team wins or loses, or you win your match and everybody else is like down per se, and like you just have to sit there and like support everyone and just try your best to make sure that they feel good when they're on the court.
A lot of times multiple matches are going on at the same time. Are you aware of the team score while you're playing, or is that visible generally at a lot of these meets? Because sometimes you don't know how your teammates are doing.
Yeah, we're usually playing like right beside each other so we can like see the scores on the scoreboard, but like I don't like to look at the scores because I don't want to like put too much pressure on myself. Like, when I'm playing, I kind of just want to be like focused during my match. And like, of course, when one of my teammates like wins a set or they win a match, like they say it out loud, they're like, oh, set on one or set on two. And so like we all know like where we are, but it's really hard to like not get distracted and like watch my teammates play or like try and see what's going on in their match, and that never helps me. So I always try and just like focus, and then like if they make a good shot, I'll cheer for them, but like mostly try to focus on my match.
Obviously, tennis has been your ticket to college, and you've been competing at USD. When did tennis get introduced into your life? How did it become the sport that you've just been able to chase?
So basically, my dad started playing tennis like later on in life, and then my brother played, and he's 6 years older than me, so like he played. So by the time I was like six or so, I was like, oh, I want to be just like my brother. I want to play tennis. I want to be in dad's good graces and go to tournaments. And like my brother would be traveling like all over the world to play tournaments, and I was like, yep, I would also like to do that. So that's basically how it all started.
When did you realize that you could take this thing to college and it could be your opportunity?
I just started like playing a lot higher level matches and like winning them and doing well in like higher level tournaments, and I was like, okay, maybe this is something that I can continue to do, especially since I wasn't trying to go the professional route like my dad wanted. But I was like, okay, at least I can do college and like save him a couple bucks.
Right. That's always good. Save a couple of dollars here and there. As you go through your career and, you know, keep working here at USD, what's something that you've had to improve on individually to improve your game?
Just being a better teammate, like learning how to interact with my teammates and like make sure that everybody feels supported and that the morale on the team is pretty high, especially since that I'm captain now. I have to make sure that it's not just like me out there fighting with myself, but like everybody else is fighting with themselves, and I just try to make sure that everybody, including myself, is like good and we're all in a good mind space to like play the best that we can and put it all out there.
How do you try to embrace being a captain? I'm sure that's a pretty special thing for you.
I mean, yeah, I was really surprised because I didn't think that it was something that I would be doing, especially since I'm not the only senior and Anna, the other senior, has been here longer than I have. But I was really appreciative for the opportunity to be in a leadership role. And I'm just trying my best really every day. Like whenever the girls want to say something to coach, but they're kind of scared, they usually come through me, and I'm happy that they feel comfortable enough with me to be able to like come to me with anything that's happening in their lives.
South Dakota weather-wise, very different than where you grew up,
yeah.
Miami area. How do you adapt to that?
It was a struggle at first, but I feel like I've gotten used to it. I mean, I'm pretty used to it now, and it's so funny because it's getting really cold in Florida right now, and all my family members are calling me like, oh, how are you doing this? And I was like, well, sucks to suck. I've been doing it for 3 years.
What is the season like? Obviously, you guys practice a lot inside because of the weather that we just talked about, and you play a lot of matches inside, but you go to some places and you'll play outdoor matches. How different, how much of an adjustment is that when you're going from indoor match to outdoor match?
I feel like the indoor matches are a lot more comfortable because we don't have to worry about like weather conditions, wind, sun, anything, and we can just like hit the ball and focus on hitting the ball and not, oh, if the wind is blowing this way, I have to hit this way or something like that. So it's a bit of a challenge when we go outside, but we've all been playing tennis long enough to where we know what to do when we do get there.
If you were to evaluate your game, what would you say is the strength of your game and what's an area that you're always working to improve?
I feel like my forehand and like my aggressive shots are pretty much the strongest part of my game. And then my serve, also pretty strong, but I feel like I tend to make a little bit more mistakes in that area. And I'm always working on it because obviously you need your serve to start the point. And if you can't start the point, then you shouldn't be out there.
When you are preparing to serve, what are you looking for in your opponent on where you're going to try to put that thing and try to get them off balance type of deal? And how do you go about, you know, thinking about where to serve the ball?
Usually if I realize that they like have a weaker side, like their forehand is not as good or their backhand is not as good, or they're not good like moving to wide serves instead of like just hitting it down the middle to their body, like I just try and figure out like what it is that I can do to make my opponent uncomfortable and just try to execute that to the best of my ability.
What's the dynamic like on this team? Obviously there's a lot of foreign players, and you've adapted to that the last few years being at USD, a few Americans, but a lot of foreign players. How do you try to learn from maybe some of the other teammates and just different cultures?
I mean, it's not as hard for me because I also technically could be considered international because I'm originally from Jamaica. But it's really nice, like, having the different cultures, like, even, for example, like, in our playlist of, like, songs that we listen to before matches, like, my teammates will add in, like, Dutch songs, and it's like, I never thought in my life I'd hear a Dutch song, but I really like the Dutch songs. So it's really nice, like, just being able to, like, talk about, like, back home and then, like, saying, oh, like, maybe I'll come and visit you, and then they're like, yeah, of course, like, I'll show you around. And it's just nice to, like, have that and, like, learn about different countries and, like, new things.
What has this year been like with the coaching change and just sometimes hearing a different philosophy?
It was a bit hard at first because, like, I was here for 3 years with one coach, and then, like, during my last year, it's like I'm meeting a whole new person. But I think Coach Pasha did a really good job of coming in and being what we needed him to be, and he's been doing great ever since, in my opinion.
What's the future hold for you? I mean, tennis right now, and you're trying to get through the season. You mentioned earlier you're not going professional, but tennis is a sport you can play for a long time if you choose. Is it something that'll stay in your life? What's the future hold?
Definitely. I'll definitely be on the court probably like twice a week if I can, because I'm going to get bored. I'm going to get bored, and I'm going to be like, oh, I need to do something active, and like tennis, great sport to do for just some like good cardio or like really anything. So I will be on the tennis court, but I will also be studying and going to law school, so that's also going to be rough. So I'm going to have to try and navigate having the time to do both.
What made you want to go into law school and find that path?
I have a lot of lawyers in my family, and I'm currently doing psychology and business, so I felt like that was a pretty good fit for me for after I graduate.
Well, hopefully it treats you to a long and good life. Selena, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
That is Selena Bird. She is a tennis player for the University of South Dakota, a senior from Miami, Florida, hoping to finish out her career on a high note this year. She's had good results in her career, and hopefully it'll continue on here for Selena Bird and the Coyote tennis team as they continue here through the spring season and compete. They're in action one time this week. That's on Friday in the Huther Match Point in Sioux Falls, and then next week they'll be on the road as they go to Moscow, Idaho, to take on New Mexico and the University of Idaho as well. So Coyotes scheduled for a couple of matches maybe at the Vermilion tennis courts late March, so a chance to see them in action on campus. Hopefully that is always, always, always weather pending. So keep up to date at goyotes.com for all the latest on the schedules and the situation with all of that. Autumn Iverson and the Coyotes softball team open up their season this week down in Huntsville, Texas this weekend. And hopefully they can get off to a good start to the season. Last year, a winning year for the Yotes, and obviously they want to climb in just a little bit further up the Summit League charts as far as the Summit League standings, hoping for a good season for Coyote softball. I caught up with Autumn Iverson for South Dakota. Get your season ready to go. What has the buildup been like for you and this team as you get ready for the season?
I think everyone is excited to get this season started. We've been working really hard over the last couple of months, and I know everyone's just itching to get out on the field and play.
Does it feel a little bit weird when we get to this time of the year and there's been times where it's cold outside and stuff, and you guys are gearing up for a game, just hoping for opportunities to get outside?
It's definitely a change coming. Well, we practice indoor all winter. If we can get outside, we do, but even then it's a little chilly, and then going and playing in the southern places, it's definitely a change, but I mean, that's what you have to do when your season starts in February.
A lot of the work that you can do inside, a lot of it, you know, has to do with hitting, and obviously that's very important to get in rhythm of hitting. How many limitations are there inside versus what you guys would normally do for practice?
We have made the most out of what we have here. I would say we've been able to do some live pitching and hitting more than I thought we would be able to, so that's been great going into season. Just like playing situations out fully and people being able to hit, scrimmages is what I'm trying to say. Those are not really possible indoors. So that's definitely a limitation that we've had to work around, but I think we make the most of what we have here, so.
It's something you've experienced for a few years at USD, and you try to get as much live game situation as you possibly can before you go into games. How much of an adjustment period is it after practicing inside for so much, and then you go down to these southern places where you know some of these teams have been outside for the last several weeks?
Well, it's definitely an adjustment, one that our coaches probably don't want us to take too long to adjust to. But I would say at least a few games. The first game for sure is an adjustment, but like I said, we have to try and make quick adjustments to keep up with these teams that are able to practice outside all year. So, and I think we do. I mean, whatever.
For outfielders, I would imagine you like being indoors. There's no elements to affect the flight of the ball.
Yes and no. I mean, there's only one sun outside. There's about 50 lights indoors that you have to navigate around. But, yeah, the no wind is pretty nice, I will say.
How would you describe the last couple of seasons? I mean, you've been a big part of this group and started, I think, every game over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And obviously last year, a winning season, and everybody always wants to win more, right?
Yeah.
But you had a lot of games come down to the end and a winning season. How would you kind of, as you look back at your time here, describe it?
I would say my first year, We were okay. I think our second year is when we really came together as a team, and the chemistry was there, the athleticism, the competitiveness. Like, our pitching was pretty dang good last year, and it was just fun to be on that team last year and come close to breaking that win record. And so I'm really hoping that that will happen for us this year. I think we have the potential to make that happen. We just have to take advantage of the opportunities we get and make the most out of playing in the South and all of that. So it's been really exciting to be a part of this team, though. I love these girls. They're like sisters to me. So
obviously you've been a part of this group and you guys have built what you have for this season. What do you like about this group that gives it a chance to really have success?
Just the people. I think that Wags did an amazing job recruiting 20-something, isn't that terrible? I don't even know the number on the team, but 20-something nice, genuine human beings that love the sport and want to be there. And that's what makes all of the difference, I think. People are fun, they keep it lighthearted, yet they also know when to compete, and so I'm excited to see us take that out onto the field.
It's probably something people notice the most about softball when they go to games is there's always a rambunctious group in the dugout and very active and things like that. How much does that bring just like a calming presence in a sense to the game where, you know, a lot of times in baseball and some other sports, it's all dead serious. You don't hear as much fun going on, but do you like all the extra noise and does it allow you to calm down as you play?
I don't know if calm down is the right word, maybe lock in almost. The louder the dugout, the better. I think that we actually need to pick up some new cheers this year. And so I'm gonna try and do that and bring them to the team. But it definitely locks me into the game. It makes it more exciting, brings everyone together also. So no one's, because you know, obviously if you make a mistake, it's easy to get on an island, but if you're in the dugout cheering all together, it brings everyone back together. So
So if you're looking for new cheers, are you dreaming these up as originals or are we copycatting from other teams?
I wish I was that creative, but no, I've been on, you know, TikTok. Yeah. I see cheers on TikTok. I'm like, yep, that looks like a good one. I want to add to our group. So, and it's funny because then we have to like choreograph it with the whole team. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So Coach Wax just sets a time aside time at practice for this cheer session?
I wish. This is gonna come out of our own time, but maybe I could talk to him and see if he would be open to doing that. I doubt it though.
Maybe he wants to be involved in teaching this year. We'll see. You can report back on that. You're getting set for the start of the season, and obviously this weekend heading down to Texas, play five games scheduled. We always say scheduled because you never know. You know how the weather works. But Sam Houston a couple of times, Central Arkansas, and then, of course, an opportunity to play Creighton. What's exciting this week about just the start of it and finally getting on the field, win or lose, just to get out there and actually compete in a game?
I think to see what we've been working towards the last however many months, like just see how the work we've put in will pay off. And also just to get away from practicing. Everything has been practiced the last however many months, and just to finally go out there and trust our training and let it loose. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see how people work together on the field. I'm honestly just excited for all of those things, but yeah.
You've played this sport for a long time. What do you love about it?
This is funny, we just kind of talked about this last night with the team, but I love the people I've met, the situations that I've been faced with, and the adversity that softball has brought, I think, has prepared me for what will come afterwards. I like to think that, at least. And so I love that it teaches me hard work and gives me a family at the same time. So.
Speaking of adversity, one of the challenges of playing softball at a northern school is you might not get the opportunity for a lot of home games. You hope you do in conference play. Non-conference games are really difficult given the weather. What are the challenges in the early season, early month, 2 months of your season? You guys spend a lot of time on the road. You travel, you spend a whole weekend gone, and you're back, and it's back to school and back in the classroom. Describe the challenges that a team like softball in the northern states might go through.
I think just the amount of travel is a lot. I mean, we're basically home 3 or 4 days a week for 6 weeks straight, and so staying ahead of your schoolwork and just feeling refreshed and ready to go for the next week is definitely the biggest challenge, because you leave early on Thursday morning and then you get back at 1 to 2 a.m. on Sunday night and you get one off day and then it's practice, go again. And so I think that's just the challenge, is like just staying physically and mentally ready to go for the next weekend.
How much during games, once you get into this travel and it starts adding up, do you really have to just dig deep and find some energy to get through some of these games?
There are days on the doubleheader days when you have the 2-hour warm-up and then warm-up game. Those are long days. And I think by the second game, I'm like digging deep. Let's go. Let's win this game. Those 5-game weekends will get to you.
When, you know, it rolls around for home opportunities, I mean, people follow what this team is doing, but then you're going to get home games eventually. Mm-hmm. Why should people come out and watch this group?
I think just the camaraderie on the field. I think we have a lot of athleticism as well. I'm excited to see how the chemistry and the athleticism will blend together on the field, and I'm hoping that other people will see the love that we have each other, or the love that we have for each other. Yeah, I'm just excited to see how things unfold, and I would tell people to come watch their favorite players.
I know that you'll give everything you got. You always do this season. When you look back at it and thinking about it right now, and obviously a lot of the whole season yet to be played, but what has South Dakota meant to you and USD softball?
I think it changes every year, honestly. Right now, it's a sense of purpose and family and opportunities for growth. I think that's the biggest thing it's meant for me. And in the past, there's been so many lessons I've learned from my freshman and sophomore year that it's just, I think it's meant, in my mind, this experience has just been a huge growth opportunity for me, and also an opportunity for me to meet some amazing people. Yeah.
Well, I know we're looking forward to the season. I know you are, too. Good luck this weekend and all year, and safe travels as well. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
That is Autumn Iverson. She is an outfielder for the University of South Dakota. She started, I think, every game that she's been in her Coyote career, so hopefully her season and the team season can get off to a great start this weekend down in Texas. That is just about it. Before we wrap things up, let's take a look at what is going on in Coyote Athletics. We talked a little bit about the upcoming schedule so far, but Thursday night, the Coyote women's basketball team will play at Denver University against the Pioneers. Coyotes going for the regular season sweep against Denver. And then on Friday and Saturday, track and field competes at the Husker Invitational in Lincoln. Softball will be at the Bearcat Classic Friday and Saturday, taking on both Central Arkansas and Sam Houston. Once Friday and once Saturday is the schedule. We'll see how things play out. Hopefully they get good weather down in Huntsville. Tennis in action Friday against Montana. That's in Sioux Falls at Huther Match Point. And then on Saturday, in addition to track and softball, women's basketball will be at Oral Roberts, 2 p.m. tip-off. Men's basketball at South Dakota State, a 5 o'clock start time for the Yotes. Softball wraps up play in Huntsville, Texas against the Creighton Blue Jays Sunday morning at 10 a.m. before they make their trip back to Vermilion and, back home for a few days, and then they will be back in action on another weekend trip. Next week, Wednesday, men's basketball at home against North Dakota, women's basketball at home against Kansas City. So opportunities for the Coyotes to see the Coyotes in the Sanford Coyote Sports Center. They're limited, so make sure to take advantage of every opportunity that you can here in the final month of the regular season. That's it for us this week. I'm John Thayer. Big thanks to Autumn and Selena joining the show as we fire up this portion of the Coyote Athletic stretch with winter sports, spring sports, overlap, lots of things to follow here over the next several weeks. Have yourself a tremendous weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to Yotecast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.